请大家仍旧系打开以弗所书第一章。
Let us turn again to Ephesians chapter 1.
我哋今晚系从第五节读到呢一章圣经嘅拉尾。
We'll read from verse 15 to the end of the chapter.
弟兄姊妹，你揾到也系应该依旧系请你一边睇。一边想，就一边听我哋读。
And if you have found the place, I hope that you will continue to read and to think and to hear it being read.
由第十五节开始。
We'll start from verse 15.
因此，我既听见你们顺从主耶稣，亲爱众圣徒，就为你们不住的感谢神。祷告的时候常提到你们，求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他。
Wherefore, I also, having heard of the faith in the Lord Jesus which is in you, and the love which ye have towards all the saints,do not cease giving thanks for you, making mention of you at my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, would give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the full knowledge of him, being enlightened in the eyes of your heart, so that you should know what is...
并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望，他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀，并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大。
Being enlightened in the eyes of your heart, so that you should know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what the surpassing greatness of his power towards us who believe,according to the working of the might of his strength.
就是照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力，使他从死里复活，叫他在天上坐在自己的右边，远超过一切执政的、掌权的、有能的、主治的和一切有名的，不但是今世的，连来世的也都超过了。又将万有伏在他的脚下，使他为教会作万有之首。教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
In which he wrought in the Christ, in raising him from among the dead, and he set him down at his right hand in the heavenlies, above every principality and authority, and power and dominion, and every name named, not only in this age,but also in that to come. But he has put all things under his feet, and gave him to be head over all things to the assembly, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all.
在上午的交通的里头，我们很清楚地看到，一切的事物都是按着神的旨意来发生的。
This morning in our sharing, we can clearly see that everything to which God does is according to His will.
并且神的旨意的显出来是有一个目的。
And when God's will is revealed, it shows there is a purpose.
这个目的从一方面来看呢，乃是说神要让他的儿子完全的显明在万有之上。
And on one hand, we see that this purpose is that for His Son,to be revealed that he is above all.
在具体的执行那方面呢，我们就看到到有一天神要叫万有在基督里面同归于一。
And in the working out of this, we see one day everything will be hid up in Christ.
一切都接受神的权柄。
And everything will come under the authority of God.
一切都让神的荣耀充满在其中。
And God's glory will fill all.
让神的丰富充满在其中。
And God's fullness will be there in the midst.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise our God.
当圣灵将神这个永远的旨意向我们解开的时 候。
When God indeed revealed His eternal purpose, His glorious purpose to us.
神同时叫我哋睇见一件同我哋非常有切身关系嘅事情。
God shows us something that has very much to do with us.
就是神的旨意的完成是跟我们有直接的关系。
That the fulfillment of the purpose and will of God has much to do with us.
因为神的旨意的完成乃是根据一个事实。
Because the accomplishment of God's will follows on a fact.
神要寻找到一班人将他们放在基督的里面。
God is seeking out a group of people whom He can put in Christ.
这班人圣经清楚说是首先在基督里面有指望的。
And these people are described as those who have pre-trusted in the Christ.
当然这班人是包括了所有蒙恩得救的神的儿女。
Of course, this will include all those children of God that have been saved by grace.
但是神的话在这里显出来的时候就不是叫我们去注意单独的个别的人。
When God's word reveals this to us here, it is not just for us to focus on individuals.
而是将我们首先在基督里面有盼望的众人是作为一个团体 或者说是一个单位来发表出来。
But for all of us who have pre-trusted in Christ, andfor us to be accounted as one corporately before Him.
One unit. 我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
这件事情是非常重大的事。
This is indeed a very immense thing.
因为神要藉着这班在基督里面首先有指望的人来完成神叫万有都在基督里面同归于一的这个安排。
And this, all who are pre-trusted in Christ,God is doing this work in heading up all things in Him. We truly thank and praise our God.
因此神在我们这班首先在基督里有盼望的人的身上面,
For those of us who have this hope in Him,
他带我们去跟随主自己的脚踪,
We are being led to follow after the footsteps of the Lord.
主的脚踪乃是说他甘心乐意交出自己而去完成神的旨意。
And the footsteps of the Lord is one that he was willing to give himself up to follow after the will of God.
这个事实应用在我们身上的时候那是叫我们脱离自己而进入一个属灵的团体就是在这个地我们所看过经文上面来讲就是说这一班在基督里面首先有盼望的人。
And thiswhen it applies to us, it's coming away from ourselves and to be put into this spiritual body.
在下文我们就看到这一班称为在基督里面首先有指望的人乃是称为神的教会。
And those who are pre-trusted in Christ are those who are called His assembly.
又称为基督的身体。
And also His body.
基督的身体只有一个。
And the body of Christ is only one.
因此我们就说所有在基督里面有盼望的人他们尽管在人数上面 来去数算的话是无千无万。
And there are numerous who can be counted as those who are of the body of Christ.
但是在神的工作的底下神看他们是一个。
But in the word of God, God sees all of them as one.
这件事情是非常重要。
This is indeed very important.
重要的原因在哪里呢?
Where is this important?
就是说还有在基督里面同归于一的这个结果是从这一班人的身上开始。
And all that comes to be united in Christ starts from this group of people.
而换一句说话来说就是神先要得到这一班人。
That is to say, God needs to obtain this people first.
然后就接着这一班人来扩展神自己的权柄。
And through them, God will extend His authority.
扩展神自己的恩典的丰富。
And expand indeed the riches of His grace.
扩展神无限的荣耀。
And to indeed expand His boundless riches.
但是这切的扩展是根据一个终点的事实。
This indeed follows after one fact.
这个终点的事实乃是说神得着一般在基督里面首先有盼望的人。
And this fact is that God first obtained are those who have trusted in him.
在我们未曾继续向前交通的时候，我需要将这一点和弟兄姊妹交通清楚。
Before I proceed on my sharing, I want to make sure that I share this out clearly to brothers and sisters.
神怎样用得着这帮在基督里面有指望的人，首先有指望的人来去成全神的旨意呢？
How is God to use this group of people who have first trusted in him to fulfill his purpose?
弟兄姊妹，我们记得当我们的主在地上的时候，
Remember when the Lord was still on earth,
他教导门徒的祷告其中有一件事情是很明确的。
Well, when he taught the disciples to pray, something was very evident.
他说我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Says, Heavenly Father, hallowed be thy name.
愿你的国降临。
Thy kingdom come.
愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
And that thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
我们都晓得一般人称这个叫是主祷文。
And many, indeed refer to this as, the Lord's Prayer.
虽然刚才那几句说话是这个称为主祷文的头头的几句说话。
And this phrase, the Lord's Prayer.
但弟兄姊妹，你就看到一件事了。
Brothers and sisters can see this.
神永远的旨意在那三句说话的里面亦有相同的启示给我们看到。
And with regards to the will of God, again, we have the same revelation.
首先弟兄姊妹，你看到有一班祷告的人。
First of all, you find there is a group of people who pray.
这班祷告的人是称神作他们天上的父。
And this group of people addresses God as the Heavenly Father.
如果我们站在新约的这个立场的上面去领会这点。
To stand in the, on the New Testament ground to understand this.
我们就说这班祷告的人呢就是基督的教会。
And we say this group of people who prays is the Church of Christ.
我们不提那个细节的事情。
We do not want to mention about the details.
我们要点出的就是说，这个教会的祷告在主的面前，那个焦点在哪里？
And this prayer of the Lord, where is the focus?
愿人都尊你的名为圣。
That thy name, hallowed be thy name.
愿你的国降临。
Thy kingdom come.
愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
如果我们用以弗所书的说话来讲，这个岂不是就是说，万有都要在基督里面同归于一呢？
To use the words from the book of Ephesians, would it not be for Christ, for all things to be headed up in Christ?
但是我们从主祷文的说话的上面，我们就看到这个在万有在基督里面同归于一那件事情是怎样发生，又怎样发展，又怎样带到结局。
And how do we see this coming about and how it will extend itself and also come to an end?
神得到一帮向神祷告的人。
Firstly, God comes to obtain a group of people who prays.
祷告出神的旨意出来。
How they pray for the will of the Lord.
让神的旨意在地上有明显的出路来显出不完成的那个事实。
That the will of God will have a way on earth being revealed.
第一次问我是我轻轻提一提这一点。
I've just briefly mentioned this point.
神的永远的旨意，或者说神那个神那个最高那个旨意的完成，那个过程是怎样的呢？
The process of God's eternal purpose, how does it come to be accomplished?
以弗所书就叫我们看到，那个起点就是让神得到一般在基督里面首先有盼望的人。
Ephesians shows us how God first obtained a group of people who have the hope that is in Christ.
这帮人就称为神的教会。
And this group of people is
addressed
as the Church of Christ or His body.
这个基督的身体是慢慢的要长大的。
And this body of Christ will have to grow gradually.
长大到一个地步，能够实实在在称为基督的身体，去发表基督的荣耀和丰富权柄和能力。
And this body is to grow to a point where it's able to reveal the fullness of Christ, His power and dominion.
当教会成长到这个地步的时候，
When the church grows to that point,
就引出一个结果咯。
It will bring off an end.
啊，呢个结果系咩咧
？What is this end？
我哋嘅主就要再嚟。
The Lord will come again.
当我哋嘅主再嚟嘅时候
，When our Lord returns，
主要做成一件咩嘅事情
？What
喺佢嚟嘅日子咧
？What will the Lord do when he comes？
我哋按照圣经嘅启示，我哋就话主要喺地上建立国度。
We know from the Bible that the Lord will establish His kingdom on earth.
神要显明祂的宝座在地上。
And He will show His throne to be on earth.
但是这个还不是那个神的永远的旨意的结局。
But this is not the final end to God's glorious eternal purpose.
教会的成长怎样是一个神旨意完成的过程。
And in the process of fulfilling of God's purpose, the growing up of the church, isn't it?
国度的显现亦都是神的永远旨意成全的那个过程里面的一点。
And indeed, the coming of the kingdom of God is also part of that process.
一直要等到什么的时候神的旨意是完全的成就呢
?Until what time will God's will be fully accomplished?
就是说一切都在基督里面同归于一这件事情在哪个时候来完成呢
When will it actually come about that everything will be hid up in Christ?
在我们读启示录读到最末了的时候我们读到新天新地。
And in Revelation, we read, at the end comes the new heaven and earth.
我们看到新耶路撒冷。
We see the coming down of New Jerusalem.
但是当我们看到这一切的事情出现的时候
When we see this happening,
那个就是万有在基督里面同归于一的时候
It is the time when all will be headed up in Christ.
那个就是神的旨意完成的时候
That is the final fulfillment of the will of God.
当你看到那个荣耀的结果的时候
When we see the glorious end,
你没有办法能够忘记这个旨意完成的那个起点
You can't but forget the starting of this will.
因为没有一个起点就不可能有结果
Because without the starting point, you cannot then have the end.
一切的结果在他的经过的过程里头必定有一个起点
And in the process of coming to accomplishing anything there is a start
这个起点是什么
What is this start?
我沉气的翻来覆去是为了要叫弟兄姊妹心思里面你很能够掌握到这件事
I will repeat this again and again until in our heart we are able to grasp this matter
那个起点就是说
And this starting point is,
我们这班在基督里面首先有盼望的人
for those of us who have pre-trusted in the Christ,
带出神自己的荣耀同埋神配得称重的这个事实
to bring forth God's glory and also to the praise of His glorious grace.
我们感谢赞美我们的主
We thank and praise our Lord.
当主嘅话俾我哋睇到呢个咁样嘅光景嘅时候
，When the Lord shows us this condition，
我哋有冇办法能够承受呢一个咁样嘅神嘅启示
？Are we able to fulfill this revelation of the Lord？
对之会我哋冇办法唔承认，我哋连想都唔敢想呢啲咁嘅事。
We can't but acknowledge that we dare not even think about this。
你点会咁会想到今日我哋呢一班咁样嘅人，竟然有一日？是在神的荣耀的旨意完成的整个的经过的里面是不可少的
That's how in this matter of God's will that we cannot be in any way left out
换一句话来说神得不到我们这班人的时候神的旨意就不能够完成的
If God is not able to obtain us then His will cannot be accomplished
我们看一看我们自己
We look at ourselves
你自己话配唔配
Can you say you are worthy of it?
你配唔配
Are you worthy of it?
我唔敢话我配。
I wouldn't dare to say that I'm worthy.
因为我哋仲系未认识主之前，我哋系一个罪人。
Before we came to know the Lord, we are just a sinner.
认识主之后，我哋仍然唔系一个完全圣洁无瑕疵嘅人。
Even having come to know the Lord, we are not a perfect person without any blemish.
我哋仲带住好多嘅残缺喺神嘅面前。
We bring, in fact, many blemishes before the Lord.
处处显出我哋嘅愚昧同埋无知。
So often revealing our foolishness and our ignorance.
我感谢赞美我哋嘅神。
We thank and praise our God.
我就系要用着呢一班咁样嘅人。
He says that he will use such a group of people.
咁佢点样去用我哋呢班人
？How could he use us？
佢将我哋摆喺基督嘅里面。
He puts us in Christ.
让基督喺作我哋嘅生命。
that Christ becomes our life.
从里边嚟变化我哋。
That from within we are being changed.
用在基督里嘅呢个事实嚟放我哋喺基督里边呢个事实嚟规范我哋。
And this fact that we are being in Christ, that we are being indeed confined there.
叫我哋喺里边嘅基督，外边嘅基督嘅呢个咁样嘅陶造嘅里边嚟做到能够合主嘅心意。
That the Christ in us will indeed be able to fulfill what God wants.
呢个完整系神自己嘅工作。
This all is the work of God.
唔系你我嘅追求能够造成嘅。
Your pursuit and mine cannot bring this about.
你同我嘅追求又必须系要有。
However, we still need our pursuit.
因为我哋系藉着呢个追求去接受神喺我哋身上嘅工作。
Because it's through this pursuit, it's us receiving what God is doing in us.
当我哋一睇到呢个咁伟大、咁荣耀嘅一个属灵嘅工程嘅时候
，When we see what a great and glorious work this is,
我哋好难、好难相信，好似我哋呢啲咁样嘅人，竟然能够喺神呢个咁伟大嘅工程嘅里边。
It's so difficult to believe that people like us should indeed have a part in such a great work of God. But we thank and praise our Lord. And the Lord knows that we don't have such faith. So His work in us is one that is very perfect.
So in 我们今天上周读的那段话里面，在最拉尾等下你看到有一点。
And in the passage that we read this morning, finally we notice one point.
神就将圣灵赏赐给我们。
That the Holy Spirit has been given to us.
将圣灵赏赐给我们做什么？
What is this Holy Spirit for?
来给我们做保证。
To be indeed our guarantee.
听见没？太宝贵。
Francis, this indeed is too precious.
神将圣灵俾过我哋作保证，系保证话呢件事情，呢个工程系好伟大，系好荣耀。但系神保证话，我一定要将佢完成。
And this guarantee that God is doing through giving the Holy Spirit to us is that God will fulfill this work, though great and glorious.
神要藉着我哋呢班喺基督里边首先有盼望嘅人。来带进神的荣耀的旨意的完成。
And for those of us who are precursored in the Christ, God is leading us into indeed the accomplishment of His will.
等一会昨晚我们擘饼的时候，我们唱一首诗歌。
Yesterday in the breaking of bread, we sang a hymn.
但我不知道等一会你唱这首诗歌的时候有没有感觉。
Brothers and sisters, I don't know whether as you sing, you had any feeling towards it.
今次我们在这里聚会，基本上面是在是在三个聚会的地方的弟兄姊妹，他们在那里安排。
And this meeting have been arranged by the three assemblies, three different assemblies.
但弟兄姊妹，很明显地看到一件事情。
Francis, you can see one thing very clearly.
在这个聚会里面就不单止只有这三个聚会的弟兄姊妹。
We know that in the meeting, it wasn't just brothers and sisters from these three meeting places.
有从各处来的弟兄姊妹。
There were indeed, brothers and sisters from other places.
如果说按照他们平常的聚会的那个聚合来聚合。他们的基督徒。
According to their own gathering,
他们不在这三个聚会的里面。
They are not a part of these three assemblies.
但在这个聚会的里面。
But in this meeting,
在其中。
They are in the midst.
最多是包括我这个人。
Of course, I myself included.
是远从海洋的那一边来的。
I've come from afar.
包括 Brother Flag.
And also this includes Brother Flag.
从哪里来的？
Where is he from?
Sydney. 我都不记得了，我去过。
I can't remember, although I went there.
又包括了从荷兰来的弟兄姊妹。
And this also includes the brothers and sisters from Netherlands.
又包括了从中国来的支派。
And also members who have come from China.
还包括又是 Lis.
And also those are from Lis.
Lis? Yeah.还包括有在 Medford 的弟兄姊妹。
And also those from Bradford.
仲有冇其他嘅？我唔知道啦。我接觸到嘅，我起碼接觸到咁多啦。
I don't know if there's any more, but these are all those whom I've come across.
原來喺尼泊爾嘅嗰班弟兄姊妹，佢哋究竟從邊一個地方再嚟到啲樹呢？
And those who are from Nepal, where have they actually come from? We don't need to worry. One thing we know, that very naturally we are being led into that oneness in the Lord. Yesterday, in our Lord's table, we sang a hymn.
我读出嚟俾你听听。
Let me just read it out.
系非常非常，354吧，系啦
，354。
354首嘅诗歌嘅特别系第四节。
What special is in verse 4?
嗰第四节嗰处就咁样提。
And verse 4 it says，
他个复活变化。我以他光明为衣。
When clothed in his righteousness, in his brightness,
与他相遇在空中云外。
Transported I rise to meet him in the clouds of the sky.
众圣唱在穹苍的高处。
And his perfect salvation, his wonderful love,
英文的
I will shout with millions on high.
中文翻译出来的时候，把另外一个诗加入来，这个意思太美了。
And the meaning and the Chinese translation is indeed very good.
Oh yeah. It's more beautiful.
It's even more beautiful.
是讲出了当主来到的那天。
It speaks of the time when the Lord returns.
当主在荣耀里面显现那天。
When he's being revealed in glory.
从五旬节的时候开始，一直到主回来的前夕。
From the day of Pentecost right to the time when the Lord comes.
所有从各处各方的神所拯救的人。
All who have been saved by the Lord in every place.
他们都被召聚到荣耀的主的面前。
All are being called and gathered before the Lord.
一同在主的面前相聚。
Indeed, meeting before him.
但基本你看到这个时候一个非常荣耀的一显明出来。
At that very time, that wonderful oneness will be revealed.
当然那个是开始,
that is only but the start.
从那个时候,
from that time,
主逐渐逐渐的继续的做工来叫万有天上的地上的地底下的一切被造的物都在基督里面同归于一。
And God will continue his work so that all that is on heaven and earth or under the earth will be headed up in him and be one. When we see this matter, when we see it is God who is guaranteeing this, we can't but say before the Lord, that Lord, I draw us to be in your will, to be following on in it.
所以跟接住我哋今晚要开始继续向前去睇嘅嗰个部分嘅时候
，as we continue to follow on in this matter，
等住你留意到
，Francis， take note，
保罗点样将下边交通嘅话带出嚟呢
？How did Paul bring forth the words that we have read？
你留意到十五节一开始
，you know that with the starting of verse 15，
系一个连接词。
It is a conjunction.
这个连接词在中文来讲就是因为因此。
And here it talks about wherefore.
这个意思就是说因为上面已经发表了这么多这么多这么多的事实。
And before all this has been shown.
就引出来底下现在继续要发表出来的一个安排。
So it leads on to what is said hereafter.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果你细细去睇《以弗所书》第一章嘅话
，If you were to read Ephesians chapter 1 carefully，
1至14节系一个大段。
You find that verse 1 to 14 is one big passage.
15 到 23 節是另外一個大段。
And verse 15 to the end is also another sentence.
後一個大段是宣告神榮耀的計劃。
The first sentence indeed declares God's glorious purpose.
下面那个大段乃是神在那处来表达他怎样去完成这个计划。
And the second part shows how God will indeed express this will of his.
我们今晚就放重在这个部分。
This is where we will put our efforts in.
神要做一件这么大的事。
This great work that God is doing.
那这件大事怎样完成的呢？
How does this get fulfilled.
不是你和我可以完成。
It's not you and I that can fulfill them.
是神自己完成。
It is God himself who fulfills it.
弟兄们，你常常听到弟兄们的交通。
Brothers and sisters, you often hear,
sharing. 神要做的工。
The work that God wants to do.
只有神自己能够做。
It's only God who can do it.
没有任何一个人可以代替神去做完神所要做的工。
No one can take God's place in fulfilling his work.
所以保罗亦系好清楚嘅了解到呢一件。
And Paul is clear about this matter.
所当佢交通到神嗰个荣耀嘅旨意嘅时候
，When he shares on the eternal and glorious purpose of God,
就引出下文呢一段嘅说话。
It brought forth these words hereafter.
所以系从个因此呢个咁嘅连接词就带出嚟。
So through this word, wherefore, this conjunction, all this being brought forth.
我哋睇入去嘅时候。
As we read on,
你立刻就发现,
you will immediately discover,
整个保罗在下面要交通出来的, 就在第一章里面, 下面, 后面那段, 要交通出来的, 乃是一个祷告。
You find that this, that Paul wants to share, in fact, it's a prayer.
在以弗所书里头有两个祷告。
In Ephesians, there are two prayers.
一个祷告在第一章。
The first one is in chapter 1.
一个祷告在第三章。
And the other is in chapter
3. 这两个祷告是有直接的关系。
These two prayers are linked.
我先给弟兄姊妹你留意到他们的关系。
I indeed want you to take note of the relationship.
第一章就是神的宣告。
Chapter 1, indeed, God's declaration.
神宣告什么?
What is he declaring?
神宣告他怎样去完成。
God declaring how he will indeed fulfill his glorious purpose.
那第三章那个祷告呢?
The prayer in chapter 3.
又是神在那处去发表他实际的怎样去完成神那个荣耀的目的。
And it's also God showing how he will come to fulfill his purpose.
第三章我们留在第三章才去来去注意他。
We'll leave chapter 3 to chapter 3.
我们如今要注意的是注意第一章里面保罗这个祷告。
Here, today we'll take note of this prayer of Paul in chapter 1.
刚才我已经特别的指出。
Especially pointed out just now.
这个你说他是保罗的祷告呢不如说这个是神藉着保罗的宣告。
You can say this is the prayer of Paul, or you could say that this is what God is declaring through Paul's prayer.
神宣告他怎样去完成他的旨意。
God is announcing how he will fulfill his purpose.
所以我们看到了。
So here we see.
保罗说因此我就在父的面前我就在父的面前屈膝了。
Here indeed he bowed before God.
应该是这样讲的这个那个是第三章的说话。因此呢我既听见你们顺从主耶稣亲爱的众圣徒就为你们不住的感谢神祷告的时候常提到你们。
He says that having heard of the faith in the Lord Jesus which is in you and the love which you have towards all the saints do not cease giving thanks for you making mention of you at my prayers.
在保罗的心思里面他又要为着神的教会来祷告。
And in Paul's thoughts, he will indeed pray for the church of God.
但你看到他的祷告的内容的时候，你就晓得神是藉着保罗的祷告来宣告神作工的计划。
And the content of his prayer, you come to see, it is God declaring how he will fulfill his will.
刚才我提过了。
Just now we mentioned.
上文是神的计划的安排。
The passage before, it is God's arrangement or dispensation.
然后底下呢，那是神完成这个工作的那个方式。
And after here, we have God's way of fulfilling it. How will God bring about His glorious will?
神藉著保羅的禱告顯明出來。
And through the prayer of Paul, God shows it.
所以在保羅的禱告裡面，你留意到第一件事情很重要。
The first thing you notice in Paul's prayer, which is very important,
他說求神將賜人智慧啟示的靈賞給我們。
That in fact he was asking of the Lord that he will grant to us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
他照明我們心裡頭的眼睛。
To enlighten the eyes of our heart.
叫我們能夠看見。
So that we may come to see.
看見什麼呢?
To see what?
底下就提了。
And falling on, it tells us.
在未曾提到底下的事的時候。
But before that,
我必須要讓弟兄姊妹留意到呢一點。
I want brothers and sisters to take note of this point.
保羅呢個禱告係非常嘅重要。
This prayer of Paul is indeed very important.
剛才我哋提到話，神嘅事，神要做嘅事，只有神自己能做。
Just now we say that what God wants to do, only God can do it.
我哋喺神所做嘅事上面，不過係神手裏邊嘅一個器皿。
That what we are is just a vessel in the hand of God.
是让神用着我们去做。
God using us to fulfill.
但是我们那个承担的只不过就是一个器皿。
But what we are is just a vessel.
真正去做工的是神的自己。
The one who does the work is God himself.
但弟兄姊妹，不单止神做工的时候，是只有神自己能做。
When God works, not only that he is the only one who does it.
并且我们要去认识神的所作。
We also need to know God's own working.
亦只有神去作成的。
And it is God then who will fulfill it.
但是这个是非常重要的一件事。
This is indeed a very important matter.
认识神和神的手里面所要作的。
To know God and to know all that he wants to do.
或者是认识神的旨意。
Or to know the will of God.
但是这个绝对不是你跑去神学院里面去熬几年出来的时候你就懂的。
It's not that you will come to know when you go into theological colleges and being trained for several years.
也不是说你走到基督教的里面去做一个基督教的工作者是做到二三十年有这样的经历所以他就知道神是怎样做。
Or to go among the people or the church and work for 20 years or so and that you know how God's work is done.
我们几乎可以说同这一切的事情没有直接的关系。
We can say that in fact all this has nothing to do with it.
如果我们真正要去知道神所要启示俾我哋。
If we are to really know what God reveals to us,
你就留意到乜嘢叫做启示。
Then you will know what it means, this revelation.
启示就系话有啲嘢系隐藏住。
For something to be revealed, it first speaks of how it has been hidden.
冚埋咗。
It has been hidden and
covered. 你从外边去睇睇唔见。
You cannot see it from outside.
但有一日。
However, one day.
有人将佢掀开咗个盖。
One day, someone opened the cover up.
你就睇到原来里面装到嗰啲乜嘢。
Then you suddenly see what was contained within.
呢一个咁嘅揭开而发现隐藏喺里面嗰个事物，呢一个咁样嘅经历，呢个叫做启示。
This experience where something that has been covered up and then has been opened up to you and you're able to see what's in it, this is revelation.
我们看到第三章的时候我们 再沉气看看这个。
When we come to chapter 3, we will go through to, this point again.
但如今在保罗这个祷告的里面你接触到一个很严肃的问题。
But in this prayer of Paul, you come to indeed this very important matter.
保罗这个祷告是要叫人去认识神要怎样做。
Here, the prayer of Paul is for men to come to know how God does things.
神要做点乜嘢?
What is it that God is wanting to do?
但你点样能够去认识呢?
But how will you come to know?
保罗在这说就说明了一个很重要的事情。
Here, Paul clearly stated one thing.
他说求主将赐人智慧启示的灵赏赐给你们。
Indeed, asking God to give to us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
换一句话来讲,
In other words,
我们要去认识神和神手里所作的一切。
To know God and to know all that he does.
你只有一条路可以达到那个目的。
There's only one way for you to arrive at that.
那是藉着神的 赐人智慧启示的灵，亦都就是圣灵，向人启示的那个工作。
It is through the spirit of wisdom and revelation that is the Holy Spirit revealing God's work to us.
圣灵将我们的眼睛一打开。
When the Holy Spirit opened up our eyes,
圣灵一将神隐藏的事情一掀开。
And opened up what was indeed being hidden.
我们就看到。
Then we come to see.
弟兄姊妹，这个叫启示。
Brothers and sisters, this is revelation.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise our God.
神的儿女对神的认识是从启示来的。
That the children of God, the knowledge of God is from the revelation of God.
不是从思想里面来。
It's not through our own thinking.
不是从观察的里面找出的一个结论出来。
It's not through our observation that we come to a conclusion.
而是从圣灵的启示的工作带出来。
But it's the very work of revelation of the Holy Spirit in us.
甚至你看到有很多称为圣经学者的人。
Many who are so-called Bible scholars.
但是他们对主一无所知。
But they have no knowledge of the Lord.
他们对神的事情是一无所知。
And even with the things of God, how they have no knowledge of.
他们是知道有一些关乎神的知识。
They know there are things to do with the knowledge of God.
但是对于神的本身就成为一个门外汉。
But about as far as God is concerned, is a shut door to them. Why is this so? They are scholars. But this is not a matter of whether you are a scholar or not. But the question of whether or not you have been given a revelation. But whether or not the Holy Spirit has the opportunity to work in our hearts. And whether or not we have this very deep desire before the Lord. That indeed, God will show us the things that we ought to understand.
所以保罗话求主将那智人智慧启示嘅灵赏俾你。
So Paul prayed for them that the spirit of wisdom and revelation be given to them.
照明你哋心里头嗰个眼睛。
To be enlightened in the eyes of our heart.
请姊妹注意咯。
But this is, take note,
不是这个眼睛,
it is not these eyes,
是这树的眼睛,
it is these eyes.
你说我们这树哪有眼睛?
It says, how, is there any eyes here?
感谢主, 肉身里面, 你这树你看不到有眼睛。
Obviously, bodily, you don't see the eyes there.
但是你看到属灵的事的时候,
but for you to speak spiritual things,
你了解这里,
for you to understand,
我们同神中间的交通就是在住在我们里面深处的灵的功用所达成的。
In fact, for our fellowship with God, in fact, it is the function of the Holy of the Spirit that is in us, in our heart.
我们感谢神。
You thank our God.
从前我们是死在过犯罪恶过犯的中间。
In the past, we were dead in our transgressions.
我们里面那个灵是失了功用。
And the spirit in us has lost its function.
在一个死亡的状态的里面。
In the state of death.
但感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
救恩叫我们苏醒过来。
Salvation indeed makes us alive.
我们到到第二章的时候，你就接触到这件事。
When you come to chapter 2, this is what we will touch.
我们的灵苏醒过来的时候。
When our spirit is being made alive.
我们同神中间就恢复了交通的管道。
Then the relationship with the Lord has been restored.
我们就有了个交通的管道。
We have this, a channel is open.
因此我们能够认识神，那是因为我们里面的灵苏醒了。
And we are able to come to know God because the spirit in us has been made alive.
所以保罗就说，叫我们里头那个眼睛被照明。
So, Paul says that the eyes of our heart may be enlightened.
带出一个什么结果呢？
What does this bring about?
这事又有讲究了。
Here,
这些事情都要弄清楚，然后我们要看到保罗那个祷告那个真实的内容。
We need to make this clear before we can really appreciate the content of Paul's prayer.
他说照明你们心里面的眼睛。
Says to enlighten the eyes of your heart.
就引出一个结果，叫我们真知道他。
That this brings about the fact that we will indeed come to truly know him or fully know him.
Fully knowledge of him.
Full knowledge of him.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise our God.
你看看,
this only is the work of God.
如果神不作工,
for us to come to know God, if He doesn't work, there's no possibility for us. But we thank God that He's very willing to do work. When the eyes of our heart is being opened, we will see what God wants us to see. Not only to see what God wants us to see, but we will be able to see very clearly. To use the words in the book of Ephesians, that we will have the full knowledge of Him. Brothers and sisters,
为什么圣灵用一个词叫做真知道呢?
Why would the Holy Spirit use this phrase, a full knowledge?
知道就知道咯?
If you know it, isn't that enough?
为什么,知道和真知道有什么不同呢?
What's the difference to have the knowledge and full knowledge?
我用一个这样的比方来说明,你马上可以知道。
If I use this example, perhaps you will come to realize this.
如果我告诉你,
if I tell you,
糖是甜的,
sweets, they are sweet.
Sugar.
Sugar is sweet.
糖是甜的,
the sugar is sweet.
是你说我知道,
you say, I know.
因为我吃过,
he says, I've eaten it before.
弟兄姊妹,你知道糖是甜的,
you know the sugar is sweet.
但弟兄姊妹,你知道,讲起糖的时候呢, 就有五花八门咁多嘅糖.
You talk about sweets, sugar, they have so many varieties.
我又话俾你知.
Let me tell you.
我话朱古力系甜嘅.
I tell you that the chocolates, they are sweet.
你话系啊, 我都知道佢系甜嘅, 因为佢系糖.
He says, yes, it's sweet because it contains sugar.
但你食过未呢?
But have you eaten it?
你未食过.
If you haven't eaten it,
你有知道糖系甜嘅嗰个. 那个认识,
you have the knowledge that the chocolate is sweet,
但你不知道什么叫做朱古力,
but you don't really know what chocolate is like.
弟兄姊妹懂吗?
Do you know?
几时你知道糖是甜的, 同时你又知道了朱古力是什么味道的?
If you know that sugar is sweet and you know the taste of chocolate,
这个时候, 我们讲到朱古力的时候, 你就真的知道。
When we talk about chocolate, then you have the full knowledge of it.
如果你单单知道糖是甜的, 这个认识,
if we only know that sugar is sweet,
这个不解决问题,
this doesn't indeed solve the question.
这个只是一般的知道,
you only know in part.
如果现在我们讲朱古力,你吃过朱古力你就知道。
If we talk about chocolate and you have eaten it, you will know.
当然认真讲起上来都不一定是知道的。
But even you may not really know.
Because
some chocolate, they are rather bitter.
And
some are more aromatic. We don't talk about those
details. 如果你不亲自尝过那个朱古力,你不知道什么叫做朱古力的味道。
But we're saying that if you have not tasted what chocolate is like, you'll never know what it is.
你只能够说,我知道朱古力是糖,它是甜的。
You can only say, oh, I know chocolate is sweet.
你能够知道的就是这么多。
That's all you know.
但弟兄姊妹你注意,
but brothers and
sisters, 圣灵在这个地方提醒我们说,你要真知道。
The Holy Spirit indeed awakens us that we have to have this full knowledge.
那究竟什么叫真知道呢?
What does it mean, this full knowledge?
我们就不能不留意到这个真知道在圣经里面它所表达的意义是什么?
And we see in the Bible how this is being described as the full knowledge.
我不详细跟弟兄姊妹讲圣经里面的文字上面的运用。
I will not talk about all the phrase and usage of this.
但我要弟兄姊妹你晓得,圣经里面提到认识的时候呢,或者说知道的时候呢, 经常是用两个不同的字来去发表的。
So often when the Bible talks about knowledge or knowing, it uses two different words to describe it.
一个我们说是客观的知道。
One is just an objective knowledge.
当然另一个就是主观上面的知道。
The other one is a subjective one.
那等于什么叫做客观的知道呢?
What does it mean to have objective knowledge?
就是在外面有这个事物。
Outwardly, there's something.
佢已经喺树嘅嚟。
It's there.
啊，你接触到佢。
And you encounter it.
你睇到佢。
You've seen it.
你话系、啊、我知道。
Then you say, "Oh, I know. I know that such a thing."
但系主观嘅知道呢？
But to know something subjectively,
主观的知道就是说必须是你自己亲身去尝过的。
It means that you have tasted of it before.
那个是你主观上面知道
的。That is, that you know it subjectively.
换句话来说，是你经历上面知道的。
That is to say, you have experience of it.
那弟兄姊妹，你晓得一件事。
Brothers and sisters, you know one thing.
你同小朋友讲。
You can tell it to the little ones.
乖乖地啊。
Be good.
要听话。
You must listen and be obedient.
长大啊。
And you have grow.
读书啊。
And indeed study.
将来呢，你就将来你长大嘅时候，你就会有好嘅前途啦。
And when you grow up, you will have a good future.
如果唔系嘅话呢
？If not.
咁你嘅前途或者系会好。好艰苦都唔定。
Then you may have a very difficult future, perhaps.
佢听你讲过。
They may have heard you say all this.
如果碰到别一个人同佢讲嘅时候，佢都会讲：我系要乖乖啊，我要好好地读书啊，好好地用功啊，将来我就会有好前途啦。如果唔系嘅话咧，我就冇乜前途啦。
And they can actually repeat all this to you that I need to be good, I need to be obedient, I need to study hard so that I can have a good future. If not, I may not have a good future.
但他懂不懂什么回事?
But will he actually know what it is about? He doesn't.
不懂的。何时他懂呢?
When will he actually come to know this?
到他真的长大了。
Until he actually grows up.
他出来赚第一次薪水的时候。
The first time he has his first wage package.
他慢慢就知道了。
Then he gradually knows.
如果等到他不单只是赚第一笔薪水。
Not only the first wage packet.
等到他过了那个恋爱的甜蜜期，真是担起个家庭的责任的时候，他就开始知道多一点。
And after his romantic spell and has to bear the burden of the family, then he knows what it is like.
弟兄姊妹，你留意乜嘢系客观嘅知道，乜嘢系主观嘅知道。
Take note what it means to have an objective knowledge and a subjective one. You can understand.
一切从外边接受过嚟嘅嗰个都系客观嘅知道。
All that you receive outwardly is just that objective knowledge.
包括真理喺里头。
That even includes a truth.
但系你确实系吓主观上面嘅知道咧。
For you to truly come to have that subjective knowledge, that very thing has to become your own experience. Brothers and sisters, we thank and praise our Lord. When the Holy Spirit works in us, that our objective and subjective knowledge is then being brought together. Not only will you have the objective knowledge,
同时你有一个主观的认识,
you then also at the same time have subjective knowledge. Not only that you know of something,
而且你是经历过一切的事物,
but you have experience of it.
经知本这个叫做真知道。
This is full knowledge.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise our God.
神在我们身上面作工。
The word that God
does
in us.
他要把我们带到一个真知道的那个光景的下面。
He wants to bring us to a point where we have the full knowledge.
然后就将我们在他自己的安排的底下一步一步的带我们去成长
and then bring us through in his dispensation each step at a time until we come into maturity.
丁接一个很简单的例子。
A very simple example.
你知道信耶稣就得救。
You know, when you believe in Jesus, you will be saved.
但如果你自己没有一个得救的经历。
But you have not experienced salvation.
你要向人的讲话信耶稣得救。
And if you tell others about believing in Jesus and be saved,
人家一句说话顶翻嚟。
And someone says something against it,
你得救咗未？
They say, are you saved?
咁我又唔知。
Oh, I'm not sure. I don't know.
真姊妹，呢一个系个好可怜嘅光景。
This will be indeed a very pitiful state.
喺属灵嘅成长嘅里边。
In our spiritual
growth. 喺神引领我哋喺主嘅面前走向成熟嘅过程嘅里边。
As Lord leads us in the road to maturity.
首先一件事情叫我哋懂得求神将嗰个赐人智慧启示嘅灵赏俾我哋。
Firstly, we need to know that we need to ask for God to give to us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
叫我哋能够好真实嘅、好准确嘅、好完整嘅去知道。
that we may indeed come to know him in a full and accurate way.
关于这点, 我也只能够停在这里,
as far as this point is concerned, I have to stop here.
如果照时间给我,
according to the time that's given me, I see that I only have about 5 minutes left. However, what's coming after is very important.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, you have to forgive me for taking a short cut for this.
但是在重要的部分, 我绝对不敢遗漏不同弟兄姊妹交通。
However, I dare not leave this out without sharing it with you.
弟兄姊妹你留意了,
brothers and sisters, take note.
当时天人祭司, 天人智慧启示的灵, 在我们的里头来显明他那个启示的工作的结果。
And when God gives to us the spirit of wisdom, revelation, to reveal to us, indeed, the final result of His work, it is for us to know of three things.
就是底下所提到的,
the three things to which is being mentioned later.
头一件事情我偷工减料,
the first matter and second one, I will talk about it briefly.
但是我儘管我偷工減料,但是弟兄姊妹你不會偷工減料。
My brothers and sisters, although I may have to do this, you shouldn't.
因為主的話很清楚說明是一回什麼事。
Because God's word put it very clearly what it is.
弟兄姊妹你注意第一件事情是什麼?
Take note, what's the first thing?
神話要叫我們真實的知道,
that we may really truly know,
神給我們那個恩召是有何等的指望,
what is the hope of His calling?
是要叫我们晓得,在神那个恩典的选召的里面,神要把我们摆到一个什么样的结局那里?
That's indeed what end that God wants for us in His calling.
弟兄姊妹,这个在第一章的上半已经是很重点地点出来给我们看过的了。
And in the first part of chapter 1, I've indeed pointed this out to you.
虽然那时所提的不是全部,
although what's said is not a all, but they are very important.
如今我只是单简单跟弟兄姊妹谈,
here I would just simply mention it to you.
你要真知道神给我们那个恩召,叫我们是活在一个何等的指望的底下。
And through the calling of God, how we should live as one with hope.
弟兄姊妹,不管是中文也好,
whether it is Chinese,
不管是英文也好,
or English,
中文就说何等,
it says what,
英文都是what, 他就说, 有一件事情,
that says,
说不清楚的了,
something that you can't speak of very clearly.
为什么说不清楚呢?
Why is it you can't say of this good? It's too great,
太丰富了,
too rich,
太无限了,
it's indeed limitless,
超越过我们那个思想那个领域能够了解得到的了,
beyond our imagination and our thinking.
那你怎样去形容那件事呢?
How can you then describe that matter?
既然是超越过我们所能够领会的,
if it goes beyond our understanding,
一个最简单的方法就是,
then the simplest way,
何等,
what?
丁志文,你留意到这件事,
if you come to know this,
神在我们身上的选召, 祂在安排的内容里面是带我们到了一个何等的那个地步。
And God's calling brings us to such a state, indeed it is so great.
但你很具体地去看呢?
Look at this,
你仍然能够看到一些很实际的事,
you can still see of things which are very practical,
我们所提过出来的,
just as we have mentioned this morning,
也好像就是在上文里面所提到的,
and in the earlier verses, how it is mentioned,
在基督里面曾赏赐给我们各样天上属灵的福气,
in fact, how we have been given every spiritual blessing in the heavenly and Christ,
就包括了当中一些的事,
and all these include,
但是不是全部,
but they are not complete,
因为保罗, 在圣灵的带领底下,他都没有讲到全部。
And in fact, in the leading of the Holy Spirit, Paul has not mentioned that this is complete.
他只是举一个例子出来,
only certain examples have been brought forth.
他说就如,
it's as if,
就是好似,好似什么?
As if what?
我那时提到几样东西,
here there are three things being mentioned, a few things being mentioned.
提到呢, 叫我哋成为圣洁冇瑕疵。
That it talks about that we should be holy and be blameless.
叫我哋得到儿子嘅名分。
That we should have the adoption or the sonship.
叫我哋嘅罪过得到赦免。
That our sins may be forgiven.
又叫佢嘅丰富嘅恩典毫无保留咁倾倒。
So that His grace indeed may come upon us without any reservation.
讲咗相当部分。
Much has been said.
但这个相当的部分只不过是神那个恩召里面的内容的部分。
But these are only a part of all of God's calling to us.
但是单单摩西书所提到的已经够我们用何等 这两个字来去表达。
All this, Paul had to use the word or the phrase, what is.
如果你再继续往前去看。
If we move forward to look at this,
看到有一天你要与基督同坐宝座。
When you come to see how one day you will be seated together with Christ on the throne,
我要成为基督的辛苦，是去同基督一同去承接神的所有。
And to be the bride of Christ, to receive all that is of God,
这一切更加是超过我们那个思想能够接受的那个领域的。
This indeed goes beyond the boundaries of our imagination.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise our God.
这是第一个知道。
This is the first true or full knowledge.
但第二个要圣灵要我们真知道的。
The second thing that the Holy Spirit wants us to have full knowledge of.
知道我们有何等荣耀的产业。我们所得的产业是何等的荣耀。
And how glorious this inheritance that we have come to have.
这件事情里面是有些巧妙。
Here there is some wonder in this.
有些弟兄们就说是 叫我们知道 我们的产业是何等丰盛的荣耀。
Some says that this talks about what riches of the glory of our inheritance.
同样这件事可以调回转来说是讲到神在我们身上去得着何等丰盛的荣耀。
And in fact, it can also be said that what glorious riches there is in his inheritance in the saints.
弟兄姊妹，太奇妙了。
This is indeed far too wonderful.
如果说我们从神那里接受一个丰盛的荣耀的产业，我们绝对说我们知道。
And if we say that we are to receive this riches of glory of his inheritance,And this we receive from God, we say we know.
神以我们作祂荣耀的产业。
But if we are to say that God wants us to become His glorious inheritance,
弟兄姊妹，你算是什么？
Brothers and sisters, who are you?
我算是什么？
Who am I?
我们大家算是什么？
Who are we?
你如果要看我们的出身，
If you look at our beginning,
我们不过是出于尘土。
We are only but dust.
如果你要看我们的历史，
If you look at our history,
我们的历史不过是在神的面前满了顶撞。
We are full of rebelliousness before God.
站在神的面前是同神为敌的。
We stand before God and enmity with Him.
但今竟然神说这一班人是我荣耀的产业。
Yet God would say that this group of people is my glorious inheritance.
我不知道弟兄姊妹你怎样。
I don't know about you, brothers and sisters.
我承认我没办法能够领会到这件事。
I have to admit that I cannot understand this.
怎么可能呢？
How is it possible?
有什么条件？
On what condition?
但感谢赞美我们的神。
But we thank and praise our God.
他就是宣告一件事。
This is what he declared.
不单止他成为我们荣耀的产业。
Not only he becomes our glorious inheritance.
而我们也成为他丰盛的荣耀的产业。
That we also become the glorious inheritance of him.
弟兄姊妹。
Sister,
如果圣灵开我们的眼睛的时候，
If the Holy Spirit opens up our eyes, we will come to see.
我们怎么能够叫万有同归于这件事情作起点？
How can we be the start to bring everything into one in Christ?
我们读到第二章的时候，我们就会体会得到神能够指着我们这一班人来向以后的世代来宣告。
In chapter 2, we'll be able to, see how God will be through us, declare to all the ages the work that He has done in us. We thank and praise our Lord.
那因此弟兄姊妹，在这两件事情，我是偷工减料，我说明是偷工减料。
I have to say that I have indeed cut short on this first two points.
但 顶姊妹，你即使喺你咁嘅偷工减料嘅里边，你已经揾到有一条路去继续嘅进入认识神呢一个定义。
Even though I've cut short this, I hope that you're able to see the way and able to enable you to see what God had purpose.
你到主嘅面前渴慕。
That to come before the Lord with desire.
主定规用着赐人智慧启示嘅灵。
That God indeed will enable you to see through the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
但在第三个睇见的里面，第三个的认识的里面。
The third, full knowledge.
我绝对不敢偷工减料。
I dare not cut short on this.
我只能够说尽我所能，亦都没办法能够把神在这个地方里面要发挑出来的人，是能够跟弟兄姊妹交通得清楚。
I can also say that I find that I won't be able to put all this out before brothers and sisters as God would have me.
等着你注意第三件事情，神要叫我们很确实的知道的，真实的知道。
What God really wants us to have full knowledge of in the third matter.
是什么一件事呢？
What is this matter?
那是要叫我们知道他在圣徒们的身上所显的能力是何等的浩大。
That for us to know what great power of His might and His strength that He has worked in us.
神要我们知道他在我们这帮人的身上面要显明一个能力，这个能力是大到一个地步，弟兄姊妹亦只能够用何等去表达。
And this power that God is to show in us, and that this can only be described again as what is.
咁呢个能力大到一个点样嘅地步呢？
How great is this strength and might?
我哋嘅主喺呢处系讲得好比较详细。
Here, the Lord is more detailed on it.
然后喺嗰处发表得比较实际。
And also, it's something that is more practical.
虽然系实际咗，虽然系详细咗，但系对我哋嚟讲，我哋喺经历上边仍旧系有缺陷。
Even though it is more detailed and there it involves the practical, yet we still see that our understanding that is lacking. What is this a power or strength that God wants to reveal in us?
他就说,
Here it said,
就是他照着他在基督身上面所运行的大能大力，使他从死里复活，叫他在天上坐在自己的右边。
According to the working of the might of his strength, in which he wrought in the Christ, in raising him from among the dead, and he set him down at his right hand in the heavenlies.
先提提这里先。
I'll just mention of this verse.
神就要叫我们看到神将曾经在基督身上面所显明的那个能力，
God wants us to see that the power that has been revealed in Christ
同样的显明在我们的身上，
Similarly it's being revealed in
the 这个能力是一个什么能力？
What is this a power of strength?
是复活的能力。
It is the power of resurrection.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters，
巴不得神自己的灵是开我们里面的眼睛，来叫我领会乜嘢叫做复活嘅能力。
May the Holy Spirit of God open up our eyes that we may understand what is this power of resurrection.
如果圣灵唔开我哋嘅眼睛
，If the Holy Spirit doesn't open up our eyes，
我哋接触到复活嘅能力，我哋只能够就系话主曾经从死里复活，完成咗救赎。
And if not, what we can say is that the Lord has indeed been raised from the dead, and this is the power of resurrection.
进一步就是说这位复活的主到有一天他回来的时候又叫我们这帮人可以从死里复活。
And in other words, also, that when the Lord returns, he will cause us to be raised from the dead.
充其量我们的领会就到这步。
This is all our understanding of it.
但等之后当你细细读到主自己在这处发表那个复活的大能的时候。
But here, when you read carefully, when God talks about the power of resurrection,
这个复活的能力所带来的那个结果是远远超过我们所认识那一点点。
What the power of resurrection brings forth goes beyond our little understanding.
等下你睇
Francis, look.
我们不需要看太多。
We don't need to look at too much at it.
你只要跟着看那一句, 就已经叫我们, 在神的面前, 要俯伏敬拜。
And from what we can see, it causes us indeed to bow and prostrate before the Lord. What is it that the Holy Spirit has opened up to us?
他说, 你因为基督, 神叫他从死里复活过来之后, 就坐在神的右边。
Says, this Christ who has been raised from among the dead, he set him down at his right hand.
等一下问你懂,
Francis, you know,
什么叫坐在神的右边?
What does it mean to be seated at God's right hand?
简单的来讲,
to put it simply,
就与神同坐一个宝座,
that is to say, that to be seated on the same throne as God.
换这句话来讲,
to put it in another way,
就说他跟, 我们的主同父是同等,
that is to say, that our Lord is equal to God.
是同尊贵,
same honor.
是同荣耀,
same glory.
深一层去看,
to go further,
他坐在神的右边,
to be seated at God's right hand.
但是说出了神的权柄是藉着基督去发表,
that God's authority is exercised through Christ.
基督就是神的权柄的彰显,
and in fact, Christ is the authority of God.
但是知不知道,
Francis,
you can see,
when we talk about resurrection,
我们从来不会接触到这个部分,
we never touch on this.
我们只是想到,
we think about when the Lord returns, we'll be raised up from the grave,
我们就被接到天上去见,
and we'll be indeed caught up into the air and meet with the Lord.
但弟兄姊妹不是这么少,
Francis, it's not this little.
你看到神在复活的大能所显出来的, 那个果效是远超过我们所能够想象,
you know that the results that comes about from this resurrection power goes beyond our thinking.
因为主就说一句话, 神要将在基督身上所显明的能力显明在我们身上,
because God says in his word that this power that has been shown, that has been wrought in Christ, is to be revealed in us,
叫我们知道他显在我们圣徒们的身上是何等,
what surpassing greatness this power towards us who believe.
我们敬拜赞美我们的神,
we thank and praise our God.
如果我们继续往下面去看,
if we go on further in our reading,
当我们的主复活, 回到父的宝座那处, 坐在父宝座的右边,
when our Lord was raised from the dead, returning to the Father and sat at his right hand,
这个这样的事实呢, 乃是带出底下的很多的具体的表现,
this fact leads on to what is being shown as the reality,
就是讲出了主在复活所带来的荣耀权柄尊贵这一切的丰富的事物的里头, 是超过一切执政掌权的有能的主子的,同一切有名的,不单是今世的,连来世的也都超过了。
And all this is being brought forth as we read of that above every principality and authority and power and dominion in every name named, not only in this age but also in that to come.
这一大段的话, 一面是指着在地上面的所有的权柄,
on one hand, it points to all the authority that exists on earth.
同时也指,是包括了在天上面的那个权柄的发表,
and at the same time, it also includes all the heavenly authorities.
即是说,在天上面的,如果姑且我们这样说,在天上面的政治的组织,
that is to say, in the setup of the heavenlies, or the spiritual.
如果我们用启示录的说话来讲, 就包括了24长老,4个活物,和众天使,众天君,
if you use the words in Revelation, it is the 24 elders, the four living creatures, and all the angels, says in it.
顶住,这个是天上面的政治的组织结构,
this is the setup of the heavenlies.
他们是有权柄在那处来, 去显明神托付给他们,
there it reveals the authority that God has given to them.
但是主从死里复活的时候, 神所交给他的是远超过地上的,
天上嘅一切嘅权柄。
And what God has given to the Christ that's been raised from the dead goes beyond all the authorities that we see on earth and in heaven.
等之后你记得唔记得？
Francis, do you still remember?
如果地上好多嘅基督徒就开口大使命，闭口大使命。
Christians these days talk about great missions.
但顶接你有冇留意到嗰个大使命嘅根据系乜嘢
？This great mission, what's the basis for it?
当一般嘅人喺度讲大使命、大使命嘅时候，佢哋嘅着眼点就系话，我哋要作乜嘢工、作乜嘢工工点样去作工
？And they talk about the Great Commission is what work that they have to go about to do.
但当我哋嘅主同门徒提到使命嘅时候
，When the Lord talks about this commission，
佢系说明一件事。
That's one thing he says.
天上地下所有嘅权柄都赐俾我。
All authority on earth and in heaven has been given to me.
所以你哋要去。
So go.
然后就底下嗰个使命，但系唔系大使命咁少。
And there it comes with the commission. It's not that minor.
我哋唔扯出去讲咁远。
We do not want to deviate.
跟住你留意到
，Francis
喺呢个复活嘅大能嘅里边，系带出一个咁严肃嘅事实。
That in this power of resurrection, it brings forth such a solemn fact.
一切属天属地嘅权柄，都俾我哋嘅主超越过。
All power in heaven and on earth, got the Lord.Indeed, is over all this.
超越过到一个咩程度呢
？To what extent is it over all this?
佢话叫万有，叫整个嘅宇宙，叫所有被造嘅物都伏喺佢嘅下边。
All that is created will indeed be under him.
弟兄姊妹，呢个系我哋嘅主嘅经历。
This is the experience of the Lord.
呢个系我哋嘅主嗰个复活嘅经历。
This is the power A resurrection that the Lord had experienced.
如今喺保罗嘅祷告里边，就求主藉着赐人智慧启示嘅灵，叫我哋好真实嘅去认识呢一切。
And here that we will come to know of all this through the revelation of the Spirit of wisdom and revelation.
系咪认识到呢个地步就为止呢？
Does it finish when we come to know of this?
如果认识到呢个地步嘅话呢，我哋个认识系仲未曾喺神所要我哋认识嗰处俾带到完全嘅地步。
If so, then what God wants us to know has not come fully yet.
因为呢一切都系主嘅经历。
Because this is all the experience of the Lord.
同我哋冇直接嘅关系。
We have nothing to do with it.
但系主系要我哋睇到，系主所有嘅经历都同我哋。有关系
，But the Lord wants us to see that all He has been through, all that He has experienced, has to do with us.
特别注意底下
，If you take note at what as what comes after.
主经历呢一切嘅目的喺边处呢
？What is the purpose of Him going through and experience all this？
主经历呢一切嗰个目的系要叫佢为教会作万有嘅元首。
And the purpose is that to give him to be head over all things to the assembly.
你就睇到神咁嘅心思，一面系要将佢自己嘅儿子放喺至高。
You find God's thought is to have his son being placed at the highest.
另外，佢为着佢儿子寻找一个身体。
Then he looks for his son, a body for his son.
或者话为佢嘅儿子寻找一个配偶。
Or to look for a partner for his son.
有呢一个作为佢嘅儿子嘅身体，或者话作为配偶嘅，系同埋佢嘅儿子一样。
And this partner for the Lord is to be the same as the Lord himself.
喺呢个复活嘅大能所带出嘅结果嘅里边
，And this
完全嘅冇分别。
Is this being brought forth by this power of resurrection where there is no difference?
我哋感谢赞美我哋嘅主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
弟兄姊妹。如果唔系圣灵嘅启示，我哋冇办法能够了解到神喺我哋嘅身上个安排系咁样嘅，以荣耀尊贵。
And if it is not through the revelation of the Holy Spirit, then we will never come to know what God has purpose for us is so glorious and so honorable.
佢要我哋知道
，He wants us to know，
佢喺基督身上面所作嘅一切，都要作喺我哋嘅身上。
What He has done in Christ。 He is also seeking to do it.
換句話來講, 就是說, 基督是怎樣經歷那個復活的大能?
As Christ so experienced the power of resurrection,
他享用那個復活的大能帶來的結果,
and the consequence of that power that is brought forth,
我們亦同樣的, 要去接受這個復活的大能, 享用這個復活大能帶來的結果。
Similarly, we are to receive this power of resurrection and also its results.
因為這個稱為教會的, 是基督的身體。
Because the church indeed is the body of Christ.
這個稱為基督的身體的, 那是那一班在基督裡面首先有盼望的人。
And this group of people are those who have pre-trusted in the Christ.
弟兄姊妹,當神的靈把神的榮耀的心思向我們打開的時候,
when God shows us this glorious will of His,
我們然後才懂得原來救恩在我們的身上是要成全一個這麼豐富、這麼榮耀、這麼無限的是我們所測不透的恩典。
That this salvation of us is to bring forth such a glorious and the thing to which is beyond our full understanding.
更感謝讚美我們的主,
we thank and praise our Lord.
就叫我們看到這個稱為教會就成了神自己的滿足。
That this church becomes God's own satisfaction.
我們實在感謝讚美我們的神。
We thank and praise our God.
我們有什麼辦法能夠了解?
How can we understand?
從塵土裡面出來的人,
that we who are from
dust, 抬舉到這麼高的地步,
how we are being exalted to such a height.
一面來說我們是享用神的所有,
on one hand, we are enjoying all that is of God.
另一面來說我們成為神完成祂旨意的關鍵,
on the other hand, we are those who are fulfilling the will of God.
再一件, 那是我們亦成為神的滿足。
On the other hand, we also become God's satisfaction.
我們感謝讚美我們的主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
我們能夠稍微領會到詩篇上面的說話。
We can only come to realize a bit of this words from the Psalm.
我們是從污泥裡面出來。
We are from dust.
如今神將我們擺在與王子同坐的那個位置。
And God now puts us where the king is seated.
Prince.
The prince is seated.
就是本國的王子,
the one who rules.
這個就是神的兒子,
this is the Son of God.
我們感謝讚美主,
we thank and praise our Lord.
我們沒有別的話可以好講,
there's nothing we can say.
我們只能夠說, 好像第三節開首的說話,
we can only say as we read of in verse 3,
願眾讚歸於我們主耶穌基督的父神,
blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我們敬拜讚美我們的主,
we indeed thank praise and worship our Lord.
是因著祂叫我們能夠被帶到在神的面前這麼尊貴的地步。
It's only He who can bring us to such a place of honor.
叫我們領會到我們是 在救恩的裏面,不是僅僅去接受,不至滅亡,反得永生。
That in salvation, we are not just merely being saved from damnation.
而是神把我們帶入祂榮耀的旨意裏面。
But God is leading us into His glorious will.
並且用著我們來成為祂旨意的完成的關鍵。
And to use us as those to fulfill His purpose.
我們感謝主。
We thank the Lord.
我今晚我們就停在這裡,
I think we'll stop here this evening.
我們有些祈禱,
let us pray.
主啊,我們實在需要你將賜人智慧啟示的靈賞給我們。
Lord, we truly need you to give to us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
叫我們真實的是知道你,
that we will indeed come to fully know you.
認識你手裡面所做,
to know fully what you are doing.
並且深深的明白,在你心意的深處,你為我們所預備的,是怎樣的一個榮耀的恩典。
And to deeply coming to the knowledge of what is in your heart, your purpose, your glorious purpose.
哦,我們的父神,我們實在沒辦法不承認,我們不夠領會你的恩惠的豐盛。
Lord, we can but acknowledge that we don't really understand your glorious grace.
我哋冇办法能够了解，点可能你儿子所有嘅经历系成为我哋嘅经历
？We can't understand the experience to which your son has been through will become ours.
你要藉着呢个咁样嘅动作嚟把我哋带到你自己嘅光嘅底下。
Lord, through all this work, you want us to be brought before your light.
去接上你荣耀嘅旨意嘅进行。
To receive indeed the outworking of your will.
主啊，我哋只有向你低头敬拜。
Lord, we can only bow and worship you.
我哋把一切嘅感谢、赞美、称颂都要归俾你。
And all the praise, and glory, and adoration.
因为你将我哋唔配得嘅恩典。白白的赏赐给我们
Because the grace to which we do not deserve, Lord, you have freely given to us.
我们敬拜我们的主。
We worship our Lord.
我们再一次说。
We say again.
但愿一切的尊贵荣耀都归给我们的父神和被杀的羔羊。
All the glory and honor be to our Heavenly Father and to the Lamb that has been slain.
祈祷奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus.